There we go. I don't know about fun. We'll see. So, thank you for the introduction. Hello, everyone. Nice to see you. Pretty happy that I can see so many Elixir developers on one place. I come from Croatia, where I think there is like maybe tens of us, and it's really hard to connect. So it's really nice to see that the community is growing worldwide. My name is Andre. I've been a developer for 11 years. I've been doing Elixir for last two and a half-ish years. Previously, I've been a JavaScript developer. I decided that that's not going to fly anymore, that I need to have a life. So I switched to Elixir, and things have been going great. I'm a licensed accountant, building my own accounting software with Phoenix LiveView. It's going great. You should use it. Abandon React. Use LiveView. It works for everything. I'm a vice president of the Croatian Association for Open Systems and Internet. I had to read that one out. We are very active in an open source Croatian community. We organize an event. Please come talk to me after. I have some t-shirts, I have some stickers, and at the last slide there is a coupon code for something percent off of the ticket. We're also going to try to have Sasha Juric this year there to come and talk. So if you want to mingle, please do come along. And I'm a member and the co-organizer of the conference. Let's start. So this is our plan today. We're going to go through the problem that we're solving. We're going to fix it, and then we're going to talk why you should never do that things in Elixir or generally ever. So everything started as things start. I was browsing Hacker News, and there were people doing a PP measuring contest about their uptimes and who has the larger uptime. I update my servers, so I have a low uptime, but I wanted to be a part of that. And the idea was born. I want a fake uptime. How do you fake uptime? I didn't Google it. NTP server. I will just make the server ping for time, and every time it asks for time, I'll just downgrade the time, and hopefully it'll catch, and I will have a huge-ass uptime. That's not how it works. You need a basically fake a kernel call. So maybe next year at FOSDEM, I'm going to give implementing kernel modules in Elixir. It is possible, though. It is possible. I have a working proof of concept. You do, however, need a lower level language to call. I like solving these kinds of problems. It's always been super fun. Ever since I first applied at TopTal for a job, they gave me a task to implement a DNS server in JS. That's been super fun. So I wanted to see how it's done in Elixir. Spoiler alert, it's a lot easier and simpler and maintainable. And it's a cool topic to write about and talk about. This is a previous blog post. It's been featured in a couple of newsletters, which I'm still not sure why people like this, but maybe, hey, you share the same affinities as me. So the hardest thing was to discover the protocol. What's NTP? For those of you who might not know, it's a network time protocol. It is a terrible, oftenly abused protocol. Some of you might remember a couple of years back, it was used for a widespread DDoS attack. But it's one of the easiest ones to implement, so it turned out. So the first thing we need to do is we need to learn about the protocol. Now, you can go and read RFC, but that's boring. I don't Google stuff, as it's obvious right now. So what I did, I just installed the TCP dump NTP update in a virtual machine. I started up TCP dump and just updated the time. And I got the pcap file out. Now let's see how we read the pcap file. This is a very important part in implementing a protocol, so bear with me. This is how the packet looks like. If you love your life, unlike me, you'll probably use Wireshark, so it looks better, it's easier to browse, but this was also more fun. So let's get right into it. The first part, I've put up dots, we should ignore it. That's the header of the UDP packet. This is something that's getting handled with us. If you remember the layers of TCP, the same thing applies to UDP as well. And the first parts are the hardware part, and then there is the network part. We can all ignore that. That will be handled for us by Elixir. So I just put dots in order not to confuse us. Everything else is super confusing anyways. So the first part, I'm just going to do this once. this is how you read the bytes. So this E3, you should convert to binary. And here we have something that we call flags. Here we have three flags. Those flags is something that you define as a protocol developer, or as a whatever the, is the name of people defining protocols. So it's composed, this flag, this is three flags. So the first one is the leap year indicator, it's the NTP version, and the packet mode. Now this packet mode is really important, and you should remember that. So 011 is the client. So this is us asking for the time, and we will be making a server that responds. So you need to remember to flip this packet, foreshadowing. The next one is the clock stratum. Not important, we can ignore that. The pooling interval, this is how many packets will be sent, which is kind of telling that this kind of starts looking like a TCP, but whatever, you need to expect three. Not important, you can ignore that as well. And now we have a couple of flags. So we have the clock precision, the delay, and dispersion. This is, since this is a VM, it doesn't look that all interesting. It's basically all zeros because it's lying about the time anyways. If you ran this on your computers and real laptops, you will see more details here. I've written some copious notes on that. So later go to this link and you'll find a lot of links to the RFC and documentation if you really want to get into it. So let's continue. Now comes the more interesting parts. Says he, and there's all zeros. The first one is the reference ID. This is very important. This is how your server knows who asked for it. You can ignore it. The next part is the reference timestamp. So this is the timestamp we send to get actual time. Why it's zeros here? Because this is a client. The client does not need to tell